This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Now we go to NPR's David Green. He's spending these convention weeks road tripping across America. He's going from Chicago, Barack Obama's hometown, to Phoenix, John McCain's. Hi, David. And you must be getting, well, pretty close to Phoenix.
It's feeling like we're getting there. Yeah, I know I talked to you from Texas yesterday, and we've made it through a bit of Colorado, and we've landed in lovely Santa Fe, New Mexico.
And so that's a long drive, but along the way, you've been chatting with people?
We have, and a lot of it about their views on leadership, but you know, we've kept it pretty loose and talked about anything that comes up, and we've gone about 3,000 miles now, we think, and we've done some unplanned stops, and I actually want to play you something. While we were crossing Texas the other day, we were on our laptops Googling things that we thought we should see, and we found this video news report from Reuters. Take a listen here.
Bob Popplewell was believed to be selling bottles of vodka containing dead baby rattlesnakes. But he was selling the liquor without a license, and that got the police a little rattled.
A little rattled. Well, so you found that guy, right?
We had to find that guy, absolutely.
Come on, baby!
And so that is the man in the report, Bob Popplewell. He actually calls himself Bayou Bob, and his ranch is an hour west of Fort Worth. And so we pulled up, and he was out front with his game hens. He has a lot of animals.
Well, I'm Bayou Bob from the great state of Texas, and I own a very unique business. It's a rattlesnake and turtle ranch, a reptile ranch.
And so I was desperate to ask him about the vodka and the dead snakes, but I didn't want to drop that bomb right at the start of an interview. And I was pretty interested in the whole animal kingdom he has going on there. That may sound like some kind of musical instrument, but it is a real rattlesnake that Bob was showing us. He was gripping him in his hands and I think ticking him off.
The sound of a real Western Diamondback.
After enough of that, we headed to Bob's turtle pond, and he started tossing dog food in the water, and I'm serious. Hundreds of turtles started swimming over like this approaching army.
That's the sound of a feeding frenzy of turtles swimming in the water grabbing the food.
Bob often has school groups come to learn about these turtles, and he's also counting on the turtles to reproduce.
These are breeders, so they're not going anywhere. We just play soft music for them.
And when there are baby turtles, Bob sells those to China, where he says the demand for turtles is greater than in the U.S.
You make a lot more money in this than you do selling cows.
Bob says animal rights and wildlife groups don't appreciate selling turtles for profit. He argues that he's just finding a way to use animals that ranchers want off their properties anyway.
All I've done is take vermin in America and line it up as a delicacy overseas, just like the opposite occurs. There are things that we think are a delicacy and someone else doesn't want.
And one person Bob mentions as a hero of his is T. Boone Pickens, the Texas energy giant who's been pushing for wind energy.
We have to go with every alternative energy, just like the turtles and the snakes. They're a renewable resource. Lord knows the sun and the wind are renewable resources.
Okay, so back to the snakes. It was time to ask Bob about those bottles with dead snakes in vodka. State authorities charged him with selling liquor illegally.
Technically, I didn't have a license, but I didn't think I needed one to sell a novelty gift item with a preservative called vodka. The label we put on it says not for human consumption, sold as a novelty gift.
But he did mention that some Asian cultures use this snake concoction for energy.
I've had old men tell me that one tablespoon of this will make you like a rhinoceros late into the night.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I'd want to come across a rhinoceros late into the night. But anyway, little natural Viagra. David, this really reminds me of that woman you met at the beginning of your trip, that woman you met who was cooking up frog legs that you sampled.
Yeah, and I think they were from China, too. So we've come full circle here. We're doing this study of globalization across the United States.
Excellent. Well, we'll check back in with you. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Madeline.
If you want to see photos of Bayou Bob and his critters and more pictures from David's Take Me to Your Leader road trip, go to npr.org/elections.